Module 7. Exercise 6. Page 57.
It's time again for our spotlight on adventurous and dangerous jobs. And today we have Bill Baines from Anchorage in Alaska, who is going to talk to us about his very tough job. Bill.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Well, where should I begin? My job is a long-distance truck driver, but in the wintertime I become an ice trucker.
Ice trucker?
That's right. You see, some small towns and villages in northern Canada and Alaska are so far from any major city that the only way to reach them is by driving many miles over open frozen lakes. I deliver food, medical supplies, and any other essential supplies that people living in these isolated regions may need.
Wait, you drive gigantic trucks over frozen lakes?
That's right.
Sounds scary to me.
A bit. Ice truck driving isn't for every truck driver, that's for sure. The job can be very stressful, and many drivers who do it for the first time get scared when they hear the ice cracking beneath their truck and turn back. I guess you need to have nerves of steel for this job. You must remain calm at all times, and of course you must drive very slowly. If you panic, then you might cause the ice to crack completely, and your truck will end up at the bottom of the lake. My family worries about me, but I actually enjoy it a lot. I never drive alone, so there are usually two or more trucks delivering goods with me. It is only possible to be an ice trucker for 3 to 4 months of the year, as after this time, the ice is too thin and might crack.
How about the pay?
Well, that's the good part. Because this job is so dangerous, it is very well paid. I can earn almost an entire year's salary in 3 months doing this. I would be crazy not to take the risk. Besides, it's not as if I don't know what I am doing. I had to take a safety course in driving big trucks, and luckily, I am a very calm person, so this helps me perform my job well.
Sounds like a tough job, Bill. Thanks a lot for telling us about it.
My pleasure.